Recently, a truck carrying mining equipment did a $500,000 worth of damage to the westbound bridge of Interstate 90 at La Crosse. The load was too high to pass under. Department of Transportation spokeswoman Kathleen Nichols says the bridge is likely hit more often than many others in the state because it's a heavy traffic area and many manufacturing loads pass by. Nichols says some bridges seem to be hit more often than others. Still, she says bridge strikes are rare.
I don't in any way mean to make light of it, but I'm convinced God has a soft spot for truckers, or there would be many more of these hits. We have statistically so few that it defies the law of probability.
Nichols says by law, truckers must analyze a chosen route to see if it's safe for their loads. She says technology can provide this information.
They are pre-registered customers. They use an extranet technology, and they put the route in themselves. And the map will indicate whether it's a clear route or it's not a clear route. Red dots appear, for instance, if there are obstructions. Or they can go through a private sector intermediary service.
When someone needs to deviate from a route, as happened at La Crosse, the driver is required to contact the DOT. That didn't happen in this case. It's not known yet if changes are anticipated to help fix the problem at La Crosse. Nichols says the approach to the Seminole Highway Bridge over Highway 51 was altered to help ease a similar problem. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.